Now don't get scared and start turning off your radios, huh? I'm not advertising or trying to sell you anything. If the mouthwash you're using is not the right kind and it tastes sort of like sheep dip, why, you just have to go right on using it. I can't advise any other kind. Sorry.
Welcome to Bacon, Beans, and Limousines. This is a Will Rogers Memorial Museum podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Crumweedy.
And I'm Bart Taylor. And guys, we'd like to welcome you in. This is our first time. So this is your first time as well. We're excited to have you. Excited that your ears are here. So stay put and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
So, Bart, how have you been doing?
Doing pretty well, Jacob. Doing pretty well. Just setting up this podcast making your voice sound better than it usually does.
Yeah, because that is true. I've got a face made for radio and a voice made for the written word.
Exactly.
Well, let's chat about what we got going on here. This week is actually kind of an exciting week for us. The Will Rogers Memorial Foundation, which is a part of the museum here, they're kind of starting off their inaugural fundraising campaign. They hope to do it every year, and so we've got a lot going on this week. And so,
yeah, tell me about it, man.
Well, man, you know, there's really a lot that we've got going on. I mean,
I didn't mean literally tell me about it. Oh. No, I was kidding.
Oh, okay, yeah. But literally. Yeah. Okay. I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
That's smooth.
Very smooth.
Well, yeah, man, we've got, fundraising event that's going to be hosted here at the museum that the Will Rogers Memorial Foundation's putting on. That's going to be on Thursday, this coming Thursday, September 19th.
Isn't something also going on the 20th as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, man. The at the Canes Ballroom, the Shooter Jennings, Jesse Coulter. Shooter Jennings, yeah. Jesse Coulter and the Red Dirt Rangers are going to be playing.
Ooh, I like those guys.
All proceeds from that show are going directly to the Will Rogers Memorial Foundation, which supports
nice.
all the stuff that we do here at the museum.
You mean even this podcast, Jacob?
Even this podcast.
Oh, my. Well, guys, you heard that, didn't you? Well, I like that a lot. If you want to get tickets to the event, we're going to actually have a little giveaway here at the end of our podcast,
which is
something new for us, you know, because we're giving away some stuff, you know. Usually I just, you know, don't give away anything, but I try to give away something every once in a while.
There you go, yeah.
Every once in a while. So go ahead and tell us a little bit more about what's going to be going on there.
Yeah, man. So we got a lot of stuff that we're just trying to get the museum prepped up and ready for, as you well know.
And why do I know this? Because I've had a 3-4-page list of Bart work to do.
Yeah, we call it Bart work.
We call it Bart work because he loves to do it, and he smiles when he does it. I'll tell you that much. And that's me talking, yes. let's see. I dusted. I painted. You're going to notice some, you know, new paint sheen in the Joe Mora room there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you can find it where I painted, I will give you a free
T-shirt,
possibly. But you're not going to be able to find it, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been keeping up with that painting. We took down some things in the Follies room, and we're cleaning that up. What else did I do? Light bulbs, you know.
Light bulbs.
I think I install more light bulbs and clean and dust here than I do at my house. Which is pretty unfortunate, but that's the truth.
The point to all that is, man, we're trying to get this place cleaned up and looking good. Not that it doesn't normally, but we're just trying to go the extra mile to make sure the museum looks just dynamite for this event we got coming up. I really hope you guys will be there. I would imagine if you're listening to this, you're probably invested in the museum and interested in what we're doing. So I would hope that you guys are coming out to those events. There still might be time to get tickets to both, actually. You might call up here at the museum and see what you can do to be a part of it.
And is there any other way to get these tickets, Jacob? I mean, is there someone they can call or an email or, you know, can they come up here to the Memorial Museum here?
Actually, I think the best way for you to find out about it is go to www.the-event.us.com. That's the events website, and you can get all the info as far as ticket sales.
I just did it, and
there
I'm
it
here.
Is. You're there.
And look, tickets.
Tickets for sale for
tickets.
The for the event on Thursday night,
guys,
and also
you gotta get those tickets.
And also the event at the Canes on Friday. Well, hot dog, man. This is
starting out pretty well. I'm feeling pretty comfortable.
I'm feeling good. This is good. You know, neither of us have ever done any podcasting or anything
no
like
podcasting,
that before.
No podcasting. I mean, the most I've done is record my band, and that's nothing. I mean, this is our voice here, you know, and
yeah.
Being in an instrumental band, it's a little different. So.
We won't tell you how many times we recorded that intro.
We will say about 58.
Yeah.
If you want the other 58, we can give you those.
Blooper reel. We might string those together, put them, make a clip for you, and we can sell them so we can make money for this podcast.
Very true, very true. Jacob, what else we got going here?
Oh, man, we got a lot going on. What we're trying to do with this event, it actually kind of coincides with what they're celebrating is the 75th anniversary of the museum. This year will be the 75th anniversary. This museum was opened originally on November 4th, which is Will's birthday, of 1938. So this museum has been up here on the hill in Claremore for 75 years.
And such a beautiful site. Like, you know, I get here in the mornings about 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
And you can attest to that, getting your coffee,
absolutely.
Going outside and seeing Will, the statue.
Yeah.
Seeing the grounds. There's something about it. And that's, you know, that's something you can get, you know, that's something we'd like you guys to come out and see sometime. Get out here in the morning, bring your coffee, come see the sunrise with Will. It's beautiful. It's something you won't
fantastic.
See anywhere else.
Absolutely. What we want to do with this little segment here, we want to have this most of this filled up with kind of a mailbag segment where we're answering your questions about really honestly anything about the museum, about Will Rogers, about what we're doing with our hair this week.
Which
I shave my beard or should I not shave my beard? We're wanting to just answer any questions that you got. So what you can do, you can send us an email at askwill@willrogers.com. You can send us a message on Twitter, which is @realwillrogers, or send us a message on Facebook. Check out the Will Rogers Memorial Museum's Facebook page. Send us a message and let us know what you think of the podcast. Let us know what questions you might have, and we're going to spend a lot of this time answering your questions and whatever you got.
And guys, also if you'd like Jacob to dye his hair a certain way or wear his hair a
absolutely.
Certain way, just email us that, because we're open to a lot of options here, and
we will do whatever.
We're willing to please here. Okay. We were going to talk about just a few more things that we were doing here at the museum. As far as exhibits and a few other things.
Yeah.
Recently, it kind of goes back to the connections thing that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And let's just start from the beginning. As far as the connection to Will, how did that start for you, Jacob
man.
Crumweedy?
Well, those of you who know me, I grew up here in Claremore. This has been my home for a long time. And I started out in the Claremore Public School System, and I came up here all the time for school tours, things like that. And honestly, I remember my first one. I must have been, five, six years old. I was in, first or second grade. I don't remember exactly. But I came up here, and I remember watching, seeing the museum, watching the movies. Specifically, Roping Fool.
Oh, that is a great one.
Oh, it's great. If you're not familiar with it, we have it on our YouTube page. Again, that's Real Will Rogers, but you can check that out. But, I was watching that, and I was just amazed at Will's roping abilities and the rope tricks he did.
You don't really see that
You
anymore.
Don't. You
no,
don't.
You just don't see it.
It's a really neat thing. And, as a, 5-6-year-old kid, I remember going home after that school trip and, I went out into my dad's tool shed and I found a little bit of rope that he had out there. I remember distinctly being out in my backyard trying to do some of those tricks, just trying to spin a rope and remembering how terrible I was at it. Let me tell you, I'm no better to this day. I've tried a few times and it's really tough.
Yeah, we were actually trying this morning. I I came in, I saw you trying that in the back shed out there.
Yeah, I was just a it was just a comedy of errors. I was laying in a just a big giant tangle of rope is what I was doing. But that's really honestly my first Will Rogers memory. You know, growing up in Claremore, honestly, Will's almost a
he's been a part of your life. It seems like
absolutely he's a fixture in this town, and you know, you can't drive through Claremore without seeing Will somewhere.
And he should be a fixture. I mean, you know, I that's what I feel like too. And that's partly where my connection to Will comes in. I'm getting my master's at NSU right now, and I wanted to take a different route and do an internship here. And a lot of people do their thesis, and I figured it would be a good way to get some real world experience. And so I hit up Jennifer Holt, curator here at the Memorial Museum here, and she was more than willing to show me around the place.
Yeah,
we got to talking. I had a couple Will Rogers quotes that I memorized, so I could impress her, you know, right off the bat. And, you know, so, and just right away, I knew that it would be a great place to help out and work and intern. And she said it was a good thing. And I ended up interning starting in March and finished up in August, which parlayed into a weekend part-time manager's job, which I just come out here and do what we call BART work.
BART work is
basically,
right.
You know, clean up and helping out. But, you know, I enjoy it. And, you know, that all stemmed from me coming up here as a kid, you know, and which I really think is a good thing. You know, you bring your kids up here and instill a love of history, especially Oklahoma history. That's the reason I'm here today, I could say, because my dad, not only did he reenact Civil War reenact, he would take me here or to out to Fort Sill or out to Fort Gibson, you know, for the weekend. And or Wilson's Creek, you know. I mean, we'd even go out of state. It's just little things like that. Getting out, getting cultured, as my dad would call it, and just experiencing what, you know, Oklahoma has to offer. A lot of people don't think Oklahoma has a lot to offer, and I beg to differ.
Absolutely. You know? So I would really ask you guys that are out there that have kids or grandkids or brothers and sisters, man, bring them up here to the museum. Kind of start them early, start them young about all this stuff that we've got going on. I mean, that's how we got involved. Well, I think, like I said, remember to send us your questions. Ask Will at willrogers.com. Check us out on Twitter at Real Will Rogers. Or check out the Will Rogers Memorial Museum Facebook page. Send us a message. Well, Bart, do you got anything else for this?
We could talk a little bit about the exhibit that I. I guess I just kind of left that off the bat there. And speaking of bats, how'd I do that?
That's pretty smooth. It's like we're made for radio.
It's like I sat here and figured that up. Actually, I did.
You did. You were thinking about that all last night.
So, what I decided, you know, what was part of the internship, you're supposed to, you know, design an original exhibit that has to do with, you know, Will and his life. And what interests me about Will, besides just his whole entire life, was his love of baseball. And that really got me, because I really enjoy baseball as well. And I think it's still the national pastime, and that's something, you know, I found out that Will agreed with. You know, he talked about how, you know, taking up different sports, as soon as the country took up different sports, that's when we went to basically, you know, to the bucket, So you could say, I mean, I agree with Will. I think they're, you know, with the brutality of sports today, you know, the class of baseball, you know, it suited Will. And I found that really interesting. So I decided to make an exhibit. The exhibit, you know, let me break it down real quick because, you know, I could talk about 30 minutes about this thing. the exhibit is going to be, you know, a narrative of Will's love of baseball and his involvement of baseball. And I set it up as a diamond where you have, you know, home base as Will at the 1934 World Series. And there he is pictured with Henry Ford and Henry Ford's son, and which is very interesting to see them sitting together. On first base, You know, and these are, you know, fluid ideas, and they could change, obviously, but I just wanted
to come
share
up here
these.
And see.
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh, nice. There you go, Jacob.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to come up and see for yourself. And I might be up here, you know, sitting right underneath the exhibits, signing autographs.
Bart on display.
And so, first base, we have a couple quotes of Will. Actually, part of his act of chewing gum on stage, which if you know a little bit about Will, he was always chewing gum, you know, and he would put that piece of chewing gum on the pole and use that as part of his act. And eventually, you know, that came from him hanging out with baseball players. Second base is a little bit more the same. You have more quotes of Will's love of baseball. He really enjoyed Dizzy Dean, which he played for the Cardinals at the time Will went and saw the World Series. Dizzy was born in Arkansas, but grew up in Oklahoma. So, you know, you can see the tie there. And Dizzy was going to be the next Babe Ruth. Will really took to him. I really enjoyed him. And third base is a little bit more about Dizzy Dean. And then it rounds to home, which you have another picture of Will and Dizzy. And the pitcher's mound is actually a picture of Will roping the Boston Red Sox, I believe, of 1909.
Yeah, yeah.
Boston Red Sox, which, you know, so it's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, you think of Will Rogers, who is, you know, he's a humorist, kind of a very early comedian sort of thing. He got his start in Wild West shows doing, you know, Western, you know, performing kind of the Western arts and Wild West shows and in vaudeville and in Ziegfeld Follies. And, you know, then he started his movie career in radio and newspapers and all that. But you never really think of him with a connection to baseball at all. And then, you know, there isn't, you know, there, it's not really like it was a you know, a big pillar of his life, but he was a big fan.
Yeah.
And he really loved baseball. That's really evident in a lot of things that he was talking about. And he was an athlete himself, and he loved doing, in fact, you know, we found some newspaper articles and little clippings from when he was on the vaudeville circuit, and he would hang out with a lot of the baseball players, you know, go to some of their games, and there's even, you know, somewhere mentioned that he would actually suit up sometimes and shag fly balls in the outfield during their
How great is that?
During their warm-up. That sounds like Will Rogers.
Doesn't it?
It's totally something he would do.
Wouldn't you love to see that?
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
Oh.
So he, it's one of those little known facts about Will Rogers, you know, and his love for sports and baseball specifically. So I think it's going to be a cool little exhibit. And, you know, we actually might even bring that up. The exhibits that we do here, honestly, we have a pretty small staff considering the size of our museum. Everyone that works here, myself, Bart, our curator, our art director, Rick Mobley, who we haven't mentioned before, but we have full-time jobs doing other things. I'm the business manager. I do, you know, the budgeting and the finances and all that. Jennifer's got the collection to manage and maintain. Rick's got all his stuff.
And John Little.
And it's kind of in our free moments, which is few and far between, that we try to get together and design and install these exhibits just ourselves, which museums normally have a whole department for that sort of thing, but we just do it as we can
that's more Bart work right there.
It's some more Bart work, yeah. That's one of the good things about having Bart.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. So we actually have a lot of hopes and dreams as far as what we want to do with this place, and we're slowly trying to make it happen just with, you know, what time we have. But actually, that's a good segue back to the to bring it all around to back to the this fundraising event that we're putting on this week. Is as we start to raise more money for this place, you know, ongoing in the future, we'll be able to do more things like this. This podcast, we'll be able to, you know, update exhibits, you know, get things in place where we can really preserve Will's legacy a little bit,
and that's what
a little
it's
bit
all
more
about.
Than yeah, a little that's bit more than we about. Have, and you know, it. That's what we're here for. That's what we
definitely,
do.
Definitely.
Well, you know, one thing we will also be doing on this podcast, hopefully each week, we'll be able to interview a couple key people, whether it be staff members here, historians, people just who have a passion for Will Rogers, people who grew up, you know, seeing Will Rogers, you know, listening to Will Rogers on the radio or whatever. We're going to try to interview somebody and talk about those connections to Will Rogers, just like we talked about our connections. So that's something we want to do in the future. And so if you want to be a part, you know, just shoot us an email and we'll see what we can do. As we mentioned too, the 75th anniversary, that's coming up. You know, and it's we kind of want to hear from you. If you guys were around during that time when the museum first opened in 1938, boy, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to maybe get a couple clips of you talking about what you remember about the museum.
Yeah,
opening.
Wouldn't that be cool to see?
Oh man.
Yeah, guys, send us those pictures.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually, I don't think I have any. I'll have to ask my dad, but, you know, that would be pretty neat to get a big old page of just everybody's memories and make it a part of the museum. I mean, we could do something with that. Just one real quick thing about the founding, the building of this place. Didn't it take like 6 months to build this whole place?
You know, it's amazing. It really, this was during the Depression, you know, when this museum was built. And as you guys know, Oklahoma was pretty hard hit during the Depression, and the state was able to appropriate about $200,000 to get this place built in the midst of the Depression, and it didn't take that long either, considering the size of the museum. It was only about 6 months to get get the museum built. I think it's a real testament to how much people cared about Will Rogers and how much the people of Oklahoma loved him, because, you know, like you said, during the Depression, it was a hard time in the state of Oklahoma.
Very true.
So I think that's a kind of an ongoing testament to the life of Will Rogers, is not only just how much it means to the world, but specifically how much it means to Oklahoma.
Definitely. I love how you say the connections thing. It's all about connecting to people,
yeah,
you know, relationships.
Absolutely.
That's what it is about. And It's just neat. We would love to have your guys' input again. I know we keep pushing that, and this is, you know, this is our first podcast, so we're gonna keep pushing the emails and you know, get you guys on board with us here, because we want your input, and your input will shape our show.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you give us something to research, if you have a question,
yeah,
you know, we'll take the time to research it, look it up, and get back to you in a timely manner.
Yeah, and this podcast we're hoping to do bi-monthly, a couple episodes a month. You know, if we get to the point where, you know, we have the time and the money to do this a little bit more regularly, we would love to make it once a week. But really, right now, I think we're just looking about twice a week. So keep an eye out for that. Probably on Mondays or Tuesdays. We usually record these on the weekend. So. Make sure you subscribe to us, you know, keep listening, and we hope to be in your earbuds.
We would love to be in your ears right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this soothing voice is not here for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they pay me the big bucks to be here, and I'm here. So,
yeah.
You know. Jacob, we want to tell them a couple things about our gift shop before we go. We are having, you know, a couple good deals. Come on in.
Yeah, you know, the gift shop is, we have a gift shop here at the museum, and we've got all sorts of goodies that, you know, related to the life of Will Rogers somehow, or just Oklahoma, Route 66, all sorts of stuff. I mean, specifically, we've got some books. You know, Ben Yagoda wrote a great biography on the life of Will Rogers.
Yeah, that's great. And that's where I got a lot of my baseball information.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
him and Betty.
Yeah.
Betty Rogers' bio.
Yeah, you betcha. You know, he's got a great book. Check out the Papers of Will Rogers. That's a great series. It's a 5-volume series that actually our boss, Steve Gregert, was a part of.
Oh, the boss.
Yeah, yeah. we've got a whole bunch of good stuff up here, both for you to see at the museum and also go through the gift shop and, you know, get your money's worth.
And sometimes you just want to come up here and bother the old, you know, the gift shop people. Just, you know, give them a hard time.
Just.
They're probably going to be a little bored sometimes, so they wouldn't mind seeing you. Just come on up here.
You betcha. One thing, too, we want to do is each week we want to kind of end the show with Will Rogers himself. You know, we'll chat with you throughout the podcast, but we want to leave you with Will Rogers as we go. And I've got one little I've got one little short segment here, you know, on a quote that Will Rogers said, which we'll get to in a minute. But before we get to that, I just want to make sure we thank everybody that's made this podcast possible. First and foremost, this podcast is really brought to you by the Will Rogers Memorial Commission and the Will Rogers Memorial Foundation.
And also, guys, we would like to thank Calvin Frank for his sound engineering skills on the dials there. And also the Move Trio for the intro music as well.
Before we go, I would like to leave you with a quote that Will Rogers said. This was back in August of 1925. And the reason that's significant is that was almost exactly 10 years to the day before Will Rogers was killed, which he died in 1935, August of 1935. But back in August of 1925, William Jennings Bryan, he had passed away, and Will Rogers really said some very thoughtful, poignant things about William Jennings Bryan that I thought were really significant, because you could almost say the same thing about Will Rogers 10 years later. He said this in his August 9th, in his 1925 weekly article. He said, "What constitutes a life well spent anyway? Love and admiration from your fellow man is all anyone can ask. When has a man died in this country whose death called forth such worldwide comment? Harding's death was more of a shock. Wilson's carried a nation's sympathy. Theodore Roosevelt was a greater loss to the country than any. All of these, mind you, had been presidents, while Bryan was just a plain citizen, holding no office. Yet this country holds thousands of people who feel that they haven't got a soul now who will consistently fight for them, the plain people." And really the same thing could be said of Will Rogers 10 years later. He was really the spokesman for the common man. He was a voice to people that didn't have a voice. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that is great.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm your host, Jacob Crumwitty.
And I'm Bart Taylor.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.